Now, not only are they getting the passive investment from or the income that's generated from the rental units, but they're also getting invested in income from the coin, the crypto coin, as it goes up in value because it's connected to real estate.
Fantastic.
Yes, I love that. Welcome to ConcreteVille Crypto Financing, where we explore the intersection of real estate and crypto financing. We invite leaders, experts, and both real estate and crypto investors on our show to gain knowledge into the revolutionary new field of tokenized real estate. First, here's a word from our sponsor. What if you could invest in real estate with just a few clicks? Introducing ConcreteVille, CBLD, where real estate meets blockchain. With CBLD, you can fund and own a stake in tokenized real estate backed by cutting-edge 3D printing and commercial properties. Earn passive income, invest securely, and help solve the housing crisis. The future of real estate is here. Are you ready? Invest today at ConcreteVille.org. ConcreteVille, tokenizing properties, tokenizing wealth. And today I'd like to introduce my guest. My guest is Chris Price. He's an expert voice in the field of passive real estate investing. Chris is managing partner with Boost Capital Group. It specializes in alternative investing. We are delighted to have him here. Please join me in welcoming Chris Price. How are you doing today, Chris?
I'm doing great. Thank you very much for having me on.
Wonderful. I like to ask this question to all of my guests. So, what do you see as the future of real estate, and how do you believe that crypto financing may play a part in that future?
Well, this is a great question. And again, thank you for having me on here. The future of real estate is bright. And what I mean by that is, as real estate investors, we know that roof over our heads, whether it is for housing or whether it is operating a business or whether it is facilitating data distribution centers, warehouses, whatever the case may be, it provides an essential need to our society globally. And we all believe in this, and this is not just a fad, it's essential. And so I believe that when it comes to the place for real estate, as we continue to evolve as a society and our needs, our primary needs are still fundamental, but as we continue to evolve, there are going to be new needs for real estate, and how we utilize these things is going to continue to grow, and it's up to us from as investors to be able to address those needs for our society.
I love it. I love it. So I know that in your particular business, you guys specialize in alternative investing. Can you tell our viewers a little bit about what that means and how does that play out specifically in your area?
Sure. So, we're in a time today where we're hearing a lot about tariffs and the impact on the financial markets, predominantly in the stock market. And when we think about the stock market, we think about traditional investing. Most people are exposed to the stock market in the form of 401ks and IRAs, or maybe they have a brokerage account with Fidelity or Robinhood or whatever the case may be, and they're trading stocks here and there. That's traditional investing. Alternative investing is investing in things that are not within the stock market. So think about things like real estate. Think about things like precious metals. We also can talk about other in real estate, by the way. I must say, real estate is very diverse. There's commercial real estate, there's residential, office, there are a number of industrial, there are a number of different asset classes that fit within real estate itself. But then from an alternative perspective, we're thinking about, even cryptocurrencies as a form of alternative investing. So alternatives are things that are alternative to the traditional methods of investing in the financial markets. And so these assets typically are assets that can potentially provide people with another way in which they can build wealth that is not correlated to the stock market. And that's one of the fundamental things that people need to recognize.
So are you helping your prospective customers with finding these different alternative investing, or are you then using the whatever they already have as far as alternative investing to then invest in real estate?
Yeah, so what we do at Boost Capital Group, we help busy professionals and entrepreneurs invest passively into alternative investments. Primarily, we're focusing on commercial multifamily properties and self-storage facilities, but we also help people invest in other types of alternative investments, such as private businesses. Think about things like private equity as another example of alternative investing. And what we do is we partner with investors, predominantly accredited investors. These are people who make about, around $200,000 a year. And they expect to do so going forward, or they have a net worth of $1 million, or they meet other sort of credentials. So, for example, they may have a certain financial license, like a Series 7 or a Series 65, as an example of these things, to qualify as an accredited investor. And I mention this is because we partner with these investors who meet these criteria to then pool our money together to then invest in these commercial real estate investments, let's say that multifamily property that I referred to earlier. And these are typically, when we talk about commercial real estate, we're talking about anything that is 5 units and up. In our case, we're focusing on assets that are 100 units and up. We're focusing on a particular property type, like a Class B type of multifamily complex, where we're looking at a specific type of investment strategy called value add, where we can increase the income of the property and reduce the expenses. The way that we do this is we pool our money together with investors to then invest in those projects. And in exchange, you get all of the benefits of real estate investing, but you don't. But for our passive investors or limited partners, they don't have to do any of the heavy lifting that comes with managing the property or those headaches of being a landlord.
They just pool their money in the fund and you do the rest, basically.
That's exactly right. We have a network of operating partners and sponsors of these multifamily projects that we invest in. Ultimately, we vet them and we do all of the due diligence process for them to make sure that who we are investing with and who we are partnering with to bring to our investors are very much the highest level folks performing in this business. Yes, we pool our money together to then acquire these assets, and we get to share in all of those things that the property generates. Think about the concept of traditional real estate investing. People think about single family home investing, and when you invest in one single family home, you're getting one source of income. You have one resident or their family in that unit. In the concept of a commercial multifamily project, we're thinking about 100 units, and we're thinking about how that property is generating cash flow. We all, as investors, get a chance to participate in the cash flow, the tax benefits, and the proceeds from the sale or refinance of that property, depending on what the strategy is. And that's how we all participate in that from an investment standpoint.
I love that. That is very synergistic to what CBLD does, in that we do that, but just on the crypto side of it. Because now, not only are they getting the passive investment from, or the income that's generated from the rental units, but they're also getting investment and income from the coin, the crypto coin, as it goes up in value because it's connected to real estate.
Fantastic.
Yes, I love that. Have you personally invested in crypto? And if not, why not?
This is a great question, and to answer your question directly is no, not yet. The primary reasoning for me is that, I'm one of those people who's still working to learn how to go about approaching this. I've had a number of different conversations with people who are very bullish on crypto, but for me, I want to make sure that I fully understand, this asset class and all the different ways that it can help me in terms of my investment strategy. However, I do understand that crypto continues to grow in prominence within the world and in our society. But from an investment standpoint, I do know that it has some volatility that comes with it. And so what I always like to talk about with crypto investors is that as you continue to reap gains and those types of things, that to also consider being able to take some of that and invest it into passive real estate investments so that you can still gain and build on your wealth in that way and take advantage of the benefits of real estate, but also not having everything exposed to the volatility from a crypto perspective until we have some real clarity on how to maintain those things and keep some stability. That's sort of my strategies that I like to talk to people about, but I think it's a very fascinating asset class that I still need to continue to learn more about.
Well, Chris, you just gave me a wonderful segue. Here's a great book where you can learn a little bit more about crypto and all that. I'll give you two things on what you said as far as the volatility. Anytime you're dealing with crypto, you really want to lean into coins that have utility. So that is why we built CBLD on real estate. It has utility. So the coin itself will be used to purchase the commercial property. The coin itself is used for the renters to pay their rent from developers if they want to use it to develop. And so that is a coin with real utility, and therefore it reduces the volatility. But not only that, it's a utility that is backed by real estate. But you mentioned something else as far as being very for investors, giving them really good advice. And that's great advice, Chris, as far as diversifying. So you always want to diversify. Crypto is just one alternative investing. So you want to diversify into stocks, into real estate, into other things for sure. But definitely don't let the crypto wave pass you by, because we are in the nascent stages of crypto where a lot of the wealth is still being made. In the future, it'll be just like any other stock. People are going to have real estate, stocks, and crypto.
Believer in that for sure. And what's very fascinating about it for me is that throughout these conversations, I've seen the wave continue to rise. And then everyone, you get a little bit of the FOMO or fear of missing out here. So
Yeah.
I totally recognize that. And it's not about timing the market, but getting in and just putting it there and letting it do what it's supposed to do and be okay with the volatility. So I think it's a matter for me of just continued education, continued exposure. And I think that comes with all investing, to your point.
Exactly.
We all have to continue to grow our knowledge and understanding of ways to invest and ways to diversify, which is such a key point that you made.
That is wonderful, wonderful news. And I think all of our viewers definitely will benefit from diversifying and learning, just continuing their learning and expanding their understanding of the different alternative investment types that are out there for sure. Well, Chris, before we go, how can our viewers find your particular company? And tell us the name of your company and the link where they can find it.
Yes, well, this is great. And again, I thank you for the opportunity. The name of our company is Boost Capital Group. And as I mentioned, we partner with busy professionals and entrepreneurs to invest passively into these alternative investments like real estate, as we've talked about throughout the show. Where what I've done for your audience in particular, who may be interested in learning more about passive investing in particular, my partners and I, we've developed a training course that can
Okay.
help them really get a solid understanding of how to go about passive investing and the importance of due diligence in this process. And our multifamily mastery course can be found at boostmycapital.com/course. And your viewers will just need to enter the code, which is case sensitive, crypto 25, and they can get access to the training course completely free.
Wonderful. Well, I appreciate that, Chris. We will have that information in the description for all of our viewers. That is amazing. Again, Boost Capital here in the house. Chris Price, it was a pleasure speaking with you today. I'd like to just tie this conversation up with a nice little bow and remind our viewers that education is key. So whether you're going to pick up a book, you really want to increase your education in both the real estate and the crypto world so that you're not missing out on all the gains that are out there. Knowledge is power. Applied knowledge is even more powerful, right? And that comes through learning about it and feeling confident in your decision to move forward with investing in these asset classes. And that will be all for today. Concreteville, tokenizing properties, tokenizing wealth.